Blog Talk Radio.
Matthew, think what it would mean if I could talk to the animals. Just imagine it, chatting to a chimp in chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting to a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement that would be. If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people asked me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course-a-rus. Can't you? I conferred with our furry friend, man to animal. Think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animal, talk with the animal, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animal, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses or sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to a orangutan, the advantages any fool on earth could plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say rhinotomus and would. If I could parley with pachyderm, it's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen or Grimm. A man who walks with the animal, talks with the animal, grunts and squeaks and squawks with the animal. Polynesia, just think of it. And they could talk to me.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie. Welcome everyone. Welcome everyone listening live. And a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Alan, Peanut, Reba Fam for Forever, Sean, Mock, Tina Marie and Vicky. Hey guys, I'm so glad you guys are here. I'm just hoping you guys could all hear me. Let me just check this out. Okay, Sean says, Josie, I hear you loud and clear. Vicky can hear us too. Awesome. All right, cool beans. Welcome to the show, everyone. So glad you could all make it tonight. First, let's make sure everyone, you guys could hear us. Alrighty. We have a great show for you guys tonight. Here's what we will do in the next hour or so. We have two amazing guests tonight. First, we have Cassandra Lee, who does an amazing job setting up concerts. And then we'll speak to Dr. Sean Messinet, who is a veterinarian, author of several books, and has a weekly award-winning radio show on Martha Stewart Radio called Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet. Then we're bringing you more even crazier items from eBay. And then one of our producers, Tina, will join me tonight for our chit-chat segment where we will bring you stories of the dumbest criminals, because you all love the 911 crazy calls. So we're doing that one again. That should be hysterical. We have a great show tonight, so stay tuned to the whole show. You would not want to miss a thing. Also, I want to mention a special, special, special big thanks to everyone that helped get me to 1,000 followers on Twitter. I finally reached 1,000. Woo! We played a fun trivia game on my personal Twitter, Josie1995. This week, as a result of reaching our 1,000 goal. And the winners that will be receiving a Your Time with Josie prize in the mail are Holly Sarah, friend of Abby, Ronnie Reeves fan, and Reba Lover for Life. So you guys are getting a special prize for answering the questions correctly. So congratulations, guys. So now we are going to be welcoming our first guest for tonight. Please, please, please welcome Cassandra Lee.
How are y'all doing?
Hey, Cassie, how are you? I'm doing good.
Good, how are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. So excited to talk to you.
Awesome. I'm so excited, too. Thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime, anytime. We love that you came on. Absolutely. So excited.
Oh, me too. Me too.
So we're just going to, no problem. We're actually just going to start off with a quick interview to get to know you a little better. So you ready?
Absolutely. Bring on the questions.
All right. So you're currently in college. Can you tell us about your different majors?
Yeah, sure. I graduated from Elmira College in Elmira, New York. I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I have my undergrad degree in business administration, where I was concentrating in management. So that's my undergrad degree. At the moment, I'm in a Southwest college in Southwest Texas, and I'm currently the assistant softball coach there, and I'm getting my master's degree in kinesiology, which is basically like the study of, you know, the human body and its movements and reactions and all that
stuff.
So I can, you know, use that degree to get my teaching certification, and I can teach PE, and I can challenge the business. I can teach business too. But I mean, that's not my main focus right now, but it's, you know, something that I can look forward to in the future after I get my certificate. So that's pretty much my education degree so far. So that's about right where I'm at.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. Well, congratulations. And along with all the big list that you just mentioned, you also, I understand that you're also a dorm monitor. Can you tell us what that's about? It must be fun. It sounds like such a good time.
Oh, yeah, so much fun. Actually, I was the RA, the resident assistant, in my undergrad years. My junior and senior year at Elmira College, I was the RA, and the building that I was in was two buildings, one on the left and one on the right. Like, they were intertwined, you know, you can get from Tower A to Tower B through the inside. So there was 16 floors, and we had to do, you know, specific rounds at, you know, three or four times a night, and, you know, just monitor the hallways and make sure everybody's in line and not drinking and not doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, you know, in the hallways or even in their rooms and stuff. It was a pain sometimes. You know, I'd be up till 7 o'clock. I'd be up till 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing it.
Wow.
Assessing a situation, and I'd have class at 8:30 the next day, you know, like, so I, you know, sometimes it was a little hectic, but, you know, it really made me grounded and, you know, just to be grateful and stuff. So
and you have to be a really good leader to do that.
Absolutely. For sure. You know, it's definitely something that you need to have self-control over, and, you know, I guess you can say, like, personal strength. Like, if it's your friend you're dealing with, you know, you got to stand your ground and you got to say, listen, you can't be doing this. You know, I have to write you up. I have to document you. It's my job. You know, and, you know, you can lose friends along the way, but at the same time, you know, your real friends are the ones who are sticking with you. You know, there's times where I've had people walking around the hallways with open containers while I was making rounds and stuff, and they would see me and they'd be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And they would dump out the container and go along the way. And there's others who would, you know, put up a fight about it and say, oh, come on, Cass, you're my friend. Why you got to do this to me? You know, and it's at the same time, like, why you got to do it to me? You know, it's my job. I got to do what I got to do, you know? So it's definitely something that takes a lot of leadership skills and a lot of strength and stuff. So it was interesting.
Exactly. But other than that, you also set up concerts. Can you tell us what all that includes and what's in it?
Absolutely. that was my sophomore year back in 2008. again, at Elmira College, we have a student activity board up there, and they like taking suggestions from students about, you know, shows or people that can come in and do something, and whether, you know, like, they set up comedians who come in, musicians, you know, like, ventriloquists have come to Elmira before, you know, just different little things that the students can go out for a night and enjoy, you know, and music is one of the biggest, obviously music is one of the biggest things that, you know, students really look forward to attending at a college. So I threw the suggestion in to SAB director at the school about Graham Colton, and I gave him a couple of links, and he, you know, he liked them. So I sent Graham a message on MySpace at the time. I didn't really have, I don't have MySpace anymore, but back then I did. And so I sent Graham a message, and he said he would love to do it, but I needed to go through his booking manager first. So his booking manager, Marty Nolan, with Red Light Management in New York City, was the email address that Graham had given me. So I emailed Marty, and I told him about our SAB director and what he does, and that he wants to try and get some people in, you know, so he can do a show. And so I went, after I emailed Marty, I went and I emailed my SAB director. And so I was kind of like the middleman for a while. And yeah, that was a pain, because it was going, you know, my SAB director was coming to me, and then I was relaying it to Marty, and Marty was saying stuff to me, and I was relaying it to him. And then finally, I was like, you know, you guys should talk, you know, like, so I gave them both their numbers, and they talked to each other, set up the date with Graham, and I helped them, you know, set it up and talk about, you know, different things about the concert, and because it was just going to be an acoustic show, so it was him and his guitar, and then the school, you know, so it was cool because I got, you know, I got to hang out with him before the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to know him a little bit, and, you know, he asked me what song I wanted him to sing, and I gave him the name of the song, which is All the World Tonight, and he was forgetting the lyrics, so he asked me, you know, about the lyrics and everything, like, okay, well, what? How does it start again? So that was pretty funny during the show and stuff. And then after the show, I got to hang out with him a little bit more, and he hung out with all the students outside our Canvas Center, and he signed some autographs and all that stuff, and it was a real cool experience. You know, I didn't get to go and pick him up at the airport with the SAB director, but it was just pretty cool to be able to know that I was a part of it and that I helped set something up, because it's something that I really want to do in my future. I want to, you know, I want to do booking management and all that stuff. So that was a good experience to deal with. So
absolutely, it sounds like so much fun. But then there's also a big part of it where it's all work. And it sounds like fun, but there's also a lot of things that go into it.
Oh, absolutely. I can't even imagine, you know, how organized somebody has to be. I mean, I'm known to have a little bit of OCD for my organization skills and stuff. So, I mean, I guess that's a positive thing for me. But, yeah, you got to be able to, you know, go through so many people, you know, not just the place where you want to book the show, but you got to make sure that there's lunch available or dinner available. You got to make sure that there's a driver to pick the person up at the airport. You got to make sure this, you got to make sure that, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many main things that a person
booking
needs to know in order to give that artist or the musician or whoever you're sending off, you know, to do a show, that hospitality that they deserve, you know? So it's definitely something that I absolutely, you know, I absolutely loved it, being a part of it and everything. So it's got to be something that you're willing to do and to sacrifice your time and, you know, your energy for it. So
absolutely. Ellen in the chat room said, ask Cassie about the award she presented Graham at the show. Ooh, tell us about that.
Uh-oh. The award was for from Casey Kellyville. Alan's probably going to shoot me, but I don't remember what it was for. But I think it was, you know, for Graham's generosity to us and sticking with us and all that stuff. Because I'm a staff. I've been an administrator on Casey Kellyville for years now. I've known Alan for a long time. And, you know, he helped me a lot, you know, getting into everything and stuff. And so he sent that up to me. in the mail, and I just presented him with it, and, you know, I thanked Graham for all of his work that he's done with us and for all his generosity, and, you know, it was like a, I think it was like an appreciation kind of an award, and it was really cool because he was very happy about it. He had no idea it was coming to him, so that was cool.
That is cool. And Alan said he helped us raise money for March of Dimes, and
there
he signed a whole lot of stuff to auction off for the charity. Oh, that's really cool.
Got it. That's right. There you go. See, it was so long ago that I had no idea. But
definitely.
But yeah,
that also brought me to my question. You mentioned that you're a part of the staff on KC Kellyville for a long time. What can you tell us about the fans you have run into?
Oh, geez, where do I begin?
Because you're like the moderator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fans vary, I'll tell you that. They go from, you know, young ones to older. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
the older they get, no offense to anybody who is listening or who's in the chat room right now, but sometimes the older
mm-hmm.
they get, the more vulgar, I guess you can say is a good word, they get with their posts.
Yeah.
There's been cases where the chat rooms and, you know, the forums and all that are going real good, and there's a lot of interaction between people and everything. But then there's also times where, you know, they get real opinionated and they get defensive and they start fights and they start, you know, arguing back and forth, and they, you know, they start putting up a scene in our forums. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we don't want, you know, like Kelly Clarkson, that is. We don't want her to see that.
Exactly.
We don't want her team members to see that. We don't want, you know, any part of her or any other musician who's a friend of hers or who is just an artist
mm-hmm.
in general, you know, like, we don't want that kind of stuff on our forums. And it's sometimes it gets kind of hard to settle. You know, we send warnings out to people, you know, we tell them, you know, next time that happens, we're sorry, we're gonna have to ban you. You know, I can't even tell you, ask Alan, he's probably gonna say something in the chat room right now. I've been you know, I've banned quite a bit of people, and I've been banned from sites because, you know, like KC Express, I guess, you know, they start a lot of stuff with us. And as an administrator for Kellyville, I like, you know, to go on and tell them to cut their crap, you know. And
yeah.
So they'll just not even want to hear a word I have to say, and they'll just ban me. So I've gone through multiple screen names on that site just to try and tell them, you know, it's respect. That's all it takes is respect from one forum to another, from one place to another. And people don't get it, but we want to make our site fun, you know, and there's a lot of people in there who actually take that side more than the other side, but it's just a big variety of people inside the, you know, the chat rooms and the forums and as a member of KC Kellyville. So for all that, I've probably been on it for,
exactly.
what, eight years or so, I think. So I've seen a lot of stuff since then. So it's pretty crazy, but it's fun.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine, and it's your job and a lot of other people that work at KC Kellyville to make sure that everything is peaceful and going smoothly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes
it's
a bit of a challenge, unfortunately, because, you know, people are crude these days and, you know, there's nothing else really much you can do to stop it, you know, unless you're actually there physically next to that person who's typing on the computer, you know. So it's a challenge at times, but it's a lot of fun, you know. I'm happy to have served with them and be a part of Kellyville for how long I've have been, you know. So it's pretty awesome, you know, to be able to have that control, which runs perfect for me because I, like, you know, I'm that authoritative kind of person, so it works out good.
Absolutely. And also, going back to setting up concerts, I want to mention, because I heard that you had some weather conditions when you had to rearrange. So what happens when weather plays into the mix, and how easy is that to rearrange at the last minute?
Oh, geez. Well, at the time when Graham was at the college, we had a tent set up outside, right outside the
mm-hmm.
campus center. And it was on a stage, you know, so he wasn't, it wasn't like he was on the ground or anything, but he had the tent over him, and there was a lot of the students who were out around it and everything, and then, like, he's doing his show, putting on a show, you know, and maybe a couple of songs into it, it starts to rain. So, all of a sudden, all of the people who are doing the sound stuff, they had to put bags over their machines and speakers and all that.
Yeah.
And then Graham was trying to back up into the tent a little bit, and he said, that's not going to work. So he decided, what he decided to do was move the show completely acoustic, no, you know, no up stuff from the, you know, attaching the acoustic cord into the speaker or amplifier into the guitar either. So he just completely, you know, took that out, and he walked over underneath the portico from the campus center, sat on a bench, and played acoustically. Like, just, it was him, his guitar, and his voice, you know, and, you know, all the fans who were still out there, we all moved underneath the portico, sat in front of them. Some people were sitting on the ledge of the portico. So it was cool, you know, it was quick for him, because all he did was disconnect his guitar and walk over there. But for the sound people and for all the people who are helping with that department, they had to scurry off and grab some trash bags and make sure that the machines were covered, because they didn't want to, you know, obviously get anything ruined or anything.
Right.
But for him, it was easy because it was just him. Now, if it was his, you know, if he had a band behind him, you know, and there was a drum set and there was all that stuff, you know, he probably still would have just went over and did the acoustic version. But at the same time, you know, who knows what he would have asked to do. You know, they might have moved into, you know, inside of our gymnasium and set up everything, which probably would have taken, you know, a half hour to 45-minute break and, you know, moved everything in the gym and then finished the show from there. But that would have taken a lot longer than what he just did. So it was nice that he was there, you know, by himself, so it was a fast transition. But, other than that, you know, I'm sure it can be very challenging, especially without that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, thankfully everything worked out and you guys had everything set up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a blast. I had so much fun that, you know, and I really, really hope I can get my foot through the door, you know, in the years to come.
Definitely.
After I get my master's degree, after I teach for a year and get my certificate, I'm going to work my butt off to get my foot through that door, because booking is so much fun. And if anybody out there is thinking about the same path as I am planning, you know, I if I could give them words of wisdom, just keep going, keep pushing. You know, that's what I'm doing, and it can only get better, you know?
Very, very good advice. Absolutely. So I also was wondering, are you currently working on arranging any new concerts, or are you looking to keep setting some up for local artists or something?
Oh, I would love to. I'm not currently working on anything right now, but I've been, you know, in contact with the Ivies. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
They're a past guest.
Right, that's what
very
I thought.
Cool.
Okay. I've been working with them because where I'm at in Texas, they are only about 3.5 hours from me, and I know that they want to, you know, they want to put on some more shows and stuff, and so I've been really, you know, really trying to help them find some places in Alpine, which is where I'm at, or around the area, you know, like Midland, Odessa is pretty close, and, you know, I've been trying to figure out some places for them and trying to give them ideas and shoot them ideas about where they can play and trying to get a gist of what their kind of setting is, you know, if they'll play in a bar, or if they'll, you know, if they prefer to play elsewhere, you know, going both ways, you know, trying to figure something out, see if I can help them land something, because all I have to do is go and talk to the owner of wherever they would be interested in playing and give them information and take information from them and then, you know, again, be the middleman. But at the same time, that's, you know, it goes with the territory. And also, you know, I've been trying to speak with Graham again and see if I can get him around the area, because I know he's been trying to, you know, put on some extra shows here and there for some people. You know, I've seen him you know, he's been in, I don't know if he's been in, you know, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Nebraska, you know, lately. He's been going around different places to play. And I know he's been in Eastern Texas or Northern Texas a few times also, you know, over the past couple of months. So I'm trying to see if I can get in contact with him again and see if we can put up something for West Texas and, you know, maybe help him get up around, you know, maybe New Mexico or something, or Colorado or even or something. So
definitely.
Just, you know, just trying to figure out how I can do that. And I just keep putting my name out there, and I guess that's one of the biggest things you got to do, you know. Just keep offering the help and go from there. You know, recently, on January 7th, last Friday, actually, I met Kimberly Caldwell. She came up to a radio station in my area about an hour away from me in PA. I'm still in PA. I'm home on break still. So I was able to meet her and whatnot, and I speak with her over Twitter and everything a few times here and there. Yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, her album's dropping in April, I think like mid-April sometime this year. And I'm going to try and see when she wants to, like when she actually starts going on tour, I'm going to get in contact with her booking manager again and throw him some ideas from over this way and everything, just to help, you know, continue getting my name out there and you know, be a part of the booking process, you know. So there's a few people I have in mind, and there's a few projects I have up my sleeve, and I'm trying to just keep working on them, so that's all you can do, right?
Absolutely. Keep going, and good luck with everything. I hope you continue setting up concerts and stuff, because you got the talent, so use it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. We have some questions in the chat room. Well, first, this isn't a question, but Vicky in the chat room says, hi, sis.
Hello.
You got some friends in the chat room. Yeah, you got some friends in the chat room. And then also, so, and then Sean Mach 132 in the chat room asks, can she add people on Facebook, and does she tweet? Reba Fan for Forever was wondering the same thing. Can you give us some links if you have Facebook and Twitter?
If they're under you on Facebook, then they'll be able to find me. I think I'm still under as Cassandra Lee, if I'm not mistaken. So if they just search, like if they go into your friends list and they search, or even it's just like the group thing, and they just search Cassandra Lee, then they'll be able to find me, and they're more than welcome to add me, and I'll add them and stuff. My Twitter is cbish, C-B-I-S-H, underscore 14. And, again, you know, I'm following you, you're following me. So if they just go under you or, you know, somebody else that they know who's in the chat room or whatever.
Definitely.
Who is following me, they can just search me under them, and they'll be able to find me, too. So, you know,
awesome.
If they want to follow me that way, they can follow me that way, and I'll follow them in return. Because I get the notification sent to my email. So it's cbitch.
Very cool. I'm actually posting some links for you in the chat room, so everyone could check that out. Easy access. Perfect. All works out well.
Easier. Always. Always works out well.
Much easier. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Much easier. Links, always good thing.
Of course.
Then let's see. Aaron also wanted me to ask Casey about when she went to school dressed as a Kellyville billboard.
Oh, man, that was my high school year. Holy cow. Alan hooked me up with, like, some T-shirts and some other things. You know, I think, you know, some bumper stickers here and there and all that. And I had a Kellyville hat. And I basically dressed all Kellyville out, and I went to school.
<That's so>
promotion,
that
right?
That was the best advertisement ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had so many people ask, well, what is that? And then I would just sit there and I'd tell them, you know, go to the website, you know, and I'll tell you, it was a heck of an interesting day.
Definitely.
Oh, it was pretty funny.
That is hilarious. That's hilarious. Did you make the whole costume by yourself?
Oh, I didn't make the costume. Alan actually made the T-shirt for me, but he sent it in the mail, and then I just added.
Cool.
I mean, like, I added this. You know, I wore the bumper stickers. I did this. I did that, and I had the hat,
awesome.
And I just roamed it around. It was great.
That is so cool. That's so cool.
Man, I can't believe they still remember that.
I know.
Ago.
That's hilarious. So let's see here. What is the best advice you've ever received? Some fun questions now.
Okay. Best advice that I've ever received. Let's see. I'd have to say something that I live by, to this day, and I will always live by it, is follow your heart. You know, go where it leads you, and, you know, you have the desire. I've been told you have the desire, you have what it takes, and you are a hard worker. You keep on doing what you're determined to do, and you will get it. No matter how long it takes you, you will get there. So,
absolutely.
I've been told that by a few people, actually, and it's something that I definitely like to live by, because, you know, without my faith and without my determination to reach my goals, it's not, you know, it would never happen, you know, so I got to keep that, and I got to keep pushing and pushing, and I know one day I'll get there. So that's definitely the best advice that I think I've ever received from people.
Absolutely, that's the best advice. Definitely, everyone can follow those. Absolutely.
Oh, of course, and I would love for people to follow it like that, because there's no reason that anybody should ever have to give up on anything.
Agreed. Well, Kathy, it looks like we actually ran out of time, but I would love to have you back on any time. I had so much fun talking to you.
Well, thank you. I would absolutely love to be back on. Just shoot me a tweet or Facebook message or something, and we'll figure something out. And I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me, and everybody else in the chat room. Shout out to y'all, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Anytime. And I will. We have Twitter, Facebook. I'll absolutely talk to you about having you back on, because we had a blast.
Of course.
So I will talk to you soon. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Awesome. Had a great time talking to Cassandra Lee. Now we are going to do our segment, Crazy Items on eBay. This is everyone's favorite segment. Here we go. A Wiccan lost spell book that is 121 years old for $9. What a deal. Next, we have real emerald beetle earrings for $24.99. Then we have dairy farmers. This one's for you. Cow seeds. Yes, you heard me. These are seeds that claim to help you grow your own cow for $1.50. That's a deal. But don't tell my mom. She loves cows. Anywho, next we have need a little magic. All right, well, here it is. You could buy fairy dust for $1.75. And not sure what to do about something in your life? Well, on eBay, you can buy an opinion for 25 cents. that's a good one. Next, you could buy a prediction of whether you will go to heaven or the other place with fire for $2.50. That's all I'll say about that one. So this one cracked me up. Someone is selling their dignity. If you lost yours and you want some dignity back, you can buy it on eBay for $10.50. This is hilarious. And you know, Your Time with Josie would not be complete if we didn't mention something having to do with bathrooms or toilets. So here it is. You can buy ghost poop for $5. Woohoo! all right, and then next, used handkerchiefs are on sale on eBay for 99 cents. That's just gross. Then this one's crazy. You could buy a jumbo hot dog from Super Bowl 34 in Atlanta for $1.50. It has never even been unwrapped. Gross. And now the most expensive item we found today is a carriage that supposedly Elvis rode in for $50,000. And finally, last but not least, the goofiest thing we found is a guy that is selling a picture of his butt. Yes, you heard me, his butt, for $1.25. I have no comments on that one. yeah. Exactly. Those were your crazy eBay items for this week. So don't delay. Go snap them up fast before they're gone, because I have a feeling those are gonna go. People buy crazy things on eBay. now everyone, I would like to welcome our second guest for today. Please welcome Dr. Sean Messinet. Hello.
Hello, Josie. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you perfectly.
Great.
Awesome. Well, I just want to take a moment and say thank you so much for coming on. So excited to you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. We actually have some stuff I'd like to discuss. So here is the first one.
Sure.
So you have been a vet since 1987.
Yes.
When did you know this was kind of work you wanted to do?
You know, I really knew it when I was in junior high. I really was drawn to science. I liked medicine, and I had a dog at the time and just really kind of felt a calling to look at the veterinary profession. I considered going into human medicine and actually worked in the human medical field, putting myself through vet school, because I liked medicine in general. But I really just always kind of gravitated more towards the pet side.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me start off by asking you about your latest book called Unexpected Miracles. Can you tell us what this book is about?
Sure. It's called Unexpected Miracles, Hope and Holistic Healing for Pets. And it's really a book of stories of pets who came to my practice, and we do something different in my practice. We do an integrative approach to medicine. So we don't always reach for drugs right away. We'll use herbs and acupuncture and laser therapy and homeopathics. We try to focus more on health and natural therapies. And this book is a story of about 25 different stories of pets who've come to my practice who were told by their doctors that everything looked hopeless, that they've run out of drugs for them, there's nothing else they can do, and unfortunately the pet's going to die and there's nothing that could be done. And these owners of these pets didn't want to accept that and wanted to find something. They weren't ready to give up yet, and so they found their way to my practice. And through the use of these natural therapies, we were able to offer these pets some hope, and in many cases the hope meant they lived for many months or years, or in some cases were cured, when everybody else told them that, unfortunately, nothing is going to be able to help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And one of the stories that you had, I saw on YouTube, and it just shows you the whole process, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, you know, if you go to YouTube and just type in Dr. Sean, there's actually a number of videos on there, some of me talking about what's really in your pet's food, which is kind of amazing. There's a story about Buddy, who's one of the stories from the book Unexpected Miracles. It's really kind of a nice story. And because one of my hobbies and passions and part-time jobs is me doing an interesting form of magic called mentalism or mind reading, that's on there as well.
That's so cool, and we'll get to that. Where can our listeners go to purchase this book and the many other books you have written, such as your award-winning book called The Natural Health Bible for Dogs and Cats?
Oh, yeah, that was actually the first big book that I wrote that's kind of like an encyclopedia on natural pet care. They can go to my website. There's a lot of stuff there for free, my recommended readings, a lot of interesting things there. It's petcarenaturally.com, and they can see my books, they can see some other books I recommend, my line of organic shampoos and airwash and flea spray are there, so there's really a lot of neat things for them to take a look at, and they can purchase, as we said, Unexpected Miracles or any of the things that we've done.
Very neat, and I posted the link in the chat room there so everyone could check out everything that you have on your
Good.
Website.
Great.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Anytime. Also, I want to get into what should pet owners know about vaccines?
Oh, very, very good question. This is something we talk about every day in my practice. Not only do we try and treat pets that have disease, but we really try to focus, as I mentioned, on preventing problems as well. So the main thing to know about vaccines is that dogs and cats don't need to get vaccines every year. The vaccines we have are very, very good. They can produce immunity that lasts many, many years. So we don't need to vaccinate these pets every year. In our practice, we do something called a titer test, T-I-T-E-R, which is a blood test that lets us know from year to year, does the pet we're seeing need vaccines? And in most cases, the answer is no. They've had a lot of vaccines, they're doing really well, and there's really no reason to give them some extra vaccines.
Absolutely, and you have so much stuff that no pet owner probably would even know. So that's what
No, we really try to give them a lot of cutting-edge information that they're not going to know, and unfortunately, their doctors may not know or may not want to share with them either. So we really try to focus on health and give them as much good information as we can and just really kind of help them and encourage them to pick the best things that can help their pets stay happy and healthy and live a long, happy life. And if they do get sick, try to focus on getting them better without having to use all the different drugs that are so commonly used.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the chat room, we actually have a question from someone.
All right.
So how do you get a dog how do you brush a dog's teeth?
Okay.
Is that all right to do, and how do you do it?
Very good. It's very important to do. You know, we just had to clean a little dog's teeth today at my office that was about 15 years old, never had its teeth cleaned, and we had to pull 5 teeth because they were so rotten out of its head. So we want to try to avoid that. Now, it's easiest if you have a puppy that you can start with and teach the puppy to accept a little child's toothbrush. And there are some different dental products on the market. If you go to my website, petcarenaturally.com, there's some products from OxyFresh that I really love. One you can put on the brush, one you can actually put in the pet's water, and you don't have to do anything except just let the dog drink every day. So that's the way to do it. And I encourage you, talk with your veterinarians and get them to show you how easy it can be for most pets to allow their teeth to be brushed. And if you have a dog or a cat that doesn't like its teeth brushed, you can get the dental product from OxyFresh, once again, the link's at my site, petcarenaturally.com, that you just put in their water and you don't have to do the brushing, but the brushing is best because you're physically removing the plaque from the teeth before it hardens into that tartar.
Absolutely. That was a very, very good question because I didn't even know that.
Dental disease is the most common infectious disease we see in dogs and cats, so it's something we deal with all the time, and it's just really important.
Yes, absolutely. Can you tell us about Alzheimer's in pets?
Oh, this is a very, very good question. Okay. Alzheimer's disease in pets is a condition we call cognitive disorder. It's the same thing as Alzheimer's in people, and is just as prevalent as in people. There's really no test for it in the living animal. But what's really neat is there's something we can do totally naturally to treat it and actually prevent it or at least minimize the chance of your pet getting it. If you'll go to my website again, petcarenaturally.com, and just type in Alzheimer's or cognitive disorder, there's a lot of free information about it. But there's also a link to a manufacturer named MVP Labs. The link is right on petcarenaturally.com. And their product is called Colodin, C-H-O-L-O-D-I-N. It's a choline supplement that when given to dogs and cats starting at 5 years of age can prevent or at least minimize Alzheimer's in these pets. And if your pet has cognitive disorder or Alzheimer's, you can use it as a treatment. What's nice is that this is a totally natural nutritional supplement. It's very inexpensive, and you give it as a flavored treat, so it's not even hard to give.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. I also actually want to mention you have a very popular weekly radio show. Can you give our listeners information on what the show is about and how they can tune in?
Sure. It's called Dr. Sean the Natural Vet. It's on Tuesday nights live. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's on Sirius and XM satellite, so you do have to have satellite radio, but it's on the Martha Stewart Living Network. She has a whole number of pet shows on her radio station, and mine is on Tuesday night. It was her first pet show. It's an award-winning show, and like your show, we get a lot of nice callers that will call in. We'll have guests on there, and we explore anything related to pet care, especially natural pet care. So once again, we try to be cutting edge and give people information they're not going to get somewhere else.
Awesome. So everyone could just check that out and learn things that they never even thought was possible.
Absolutely, yes.
Very cool. I also, when I checked out your website, I also understand that you also have an application for iPhones, so people could travel and check it out and make sure everything's all good, called Pause for Peace. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Pause for Peace is actually the charity that is benefited by the iPhone application. It's Dr. Sean's Natural Health Care, and it's basically a condensed version of my Natural Health Bible book. So if you are on your iPhone, you're traveling somewhere, or just want kind of a quick way to look up, for example, your pet has allergies or arthritis or cognitive disorder or cancer, what are some things you need to know about it? What are some common natural therapies? And so it actually benefits the Pause for Peace organization. I think it's $1.99, so it's really cheap, and it's got about 50 to 100 pages of information in there.
Very cool, very cool. I actually got the iPhone app and absolutely love it.
It tells you
everything. Yeah, no problem. I love it, love it.
And the graphics are really neat. I didn't do that, but isn't it neat?
They are very neat. I thought it was so cool. Love it.
Thanks.
No problem. Aaron in the chat room also asked another question.
Okay.
Why there are more chemicals in dog food than in people food? That's a good question.
Well, it is a good question, and it's probably true. I mean, there is a lot of bad people food out there, a lot of chemicals too. But unfortunately, what you need to keep in mind is that many of the pet food companies, not the natural food companies, but the traditional larger pet food companies, they're owned by companies that process food for people. And during the processing, there's a lot of garbage that occurs. There's a lot of waste. There's a lot of ingredients that are not fit for you and me to eat. Well, these companies have discovered instead of throwing it away, we can turn this garbage, this crap, so to speak, into dog and cat food.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there's a lot of this junk in pet food, because instead of throwing it away, companies have realized they can make some money off of it. They put it in the pet food, and voila, now you've got dog and cat food. That's not necessarily healthy for the pets, but it makes these companies some extra money.
Definitely, definitely. I also want to mention you have came out with a new line of organic pet products. Can you tell us about your products and how our listeners can get them?
Sure. Once again, you can go to my website, petcarenatural.com. They're also available in the area pet stores. We've got four kinds of organic shampoo, an organic ear wash, and organic flea spray. So there's nothing artificial. There's no chemicals. There's nothing in there that's going to hurt your pet unless the pet's particularly sensitive to an organic oil. And you can just use them as many times as you want. I've actually designed it to where pets could be bathed daily if the pet had a skin problem or a flea problem, or you could use the ear wash daily if the pet has an ear problem. So they're nice. They're natural. They're organic. No chemicals whatsoever, and they're the only line of products, as I mentioned, designed to be used frequently without drying out the pet's skin or ears.
Perfect. Awesome. When I talked to you before the show, you also have some information you could share with us on breast cancer in women and what doctors won't tell us.
Yes, and once again, if people will go to my website, petcarenaturally.com, I've been blogging about that because my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer several months ago. It was caught early, which was good, but the main things women need to know, and I go through a blog a week about this, is depending upon the kind of cancer, especially if it's caught early, you may not have to do chemotherapy. There's a nice test called an oncotype test where they actually test your specific tumor that's removed surgically to determine if chemotherapy is going to be necessary for you. And probably the most important thing is, even if you need chemo, Don't forget about natural supplements. My wife's taking about 12 to 15 supplements a day. They're all designed to do things that chemo can do without the side effects of chemo.
Oh, wow. Wow, crazy, crazy. Let's see here. Okay. So Casey Fan for me asked a question. Can you ask him about Boxer ulcer? My Boxer got that twice before. It's quite a situation.
Probably she's talking about an eye disease. And Boxers, like every dog, can get ulcers of the eye. The problem with Boxers is that these ulcers often have trouble healing. We don't know always what causes it, but they do need more aggressive eye therapy when they have it, sometimes even some mild cleaning or even surgical therapy. So the main thing is it's just going to require more aggressive therapy and they're harder to heal.
Gotcha. So do you have any upcoming conventions where people will be able to come and listen to you speak more further about this?
Well, right now I'm doing a couple of vet conferences this year, but they're not really open to the public. Most of the public speaking I do for pet owners is actually here in the Texas area. Unless someone wants to pay me to travel somewhere and talk, I'll be glad to do that. But most of my speaking is, like I said, locally for dog clubs or cat clubs, and then, of course, the different vet conferences around the country as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Very cool. I also seen a YouTube video of you called "Snowing in Texas." You were great. The audience was having so much fun. Some of what you also do, as you mentioned, is magic and mentalism. Can you explain what that entails for our audience?
Sure, and if you'll go to YouTube, you mentioned one of the videos. The other one is just me doing mentalism. Basically, what I try to do is I like doing traditional magic, but I also like doing mentalism, which is like mind reading. And I work with the audience, and we kind of build a relationship during the show, and we work on taking our minds in a direction we don't normally use our minds. One of the things I tell people is that I do these things all the time, so it's very easy for me to do them, but most of us don't use our minds in certain ways. And I try to teach the audience and work with the audience during the show to where we're able to create some very interesting miracles. We're able to predict things that might happen, transfer some thoughts among ourselves, and just have a lot of fun. And people can go to YouTube, and once again, just type in Dr. Sean. You'll see all my videos there. But the magic one, Snowing in Texas, which is a really neat illusion about snow, and then the mentalism one is just a sample of some of the things we do during the show.
Yeah, it was so cool. I love the part where you with some woman. You were trying to do make electric with this light bulb, and it was turning on and stuff, and just blew up.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
That was really cool.
Yeah, it really caught her off guard.
So
she wasn't prepared for. She wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, I don't know. It shocked me. It was so cool, and there was so much more that everyone should check out. On your YouTube page. It's stuff that nobody would ever thought was possible.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks so much. It was a lot of fun.
It looks like so much fun. Let's see here. Tinori in the chat room asks, are you able to read someone's mind?
Well, you know, if you ask my wife that, she'd say no. But when we do the mentalism, you know, a lot of people say it's mind reading. I don't claim to be able to do that. Everything we're doing involves some degree of magic, but it's all magic that's happening in our minds. And what's neat about mentalism is because there are a lot of different variables and people really do have a free choice when we're doing some of these things, not everything works all the time, which is part of the fun of it. We don't really know how much is going to work during each show because we all have different abilities. Some days we're more mentally on than other days. So it's not really, even though I call it mind reading, it's not quite that clear cut. But it is a lot of fun, and it is something that when you see the illusion shows you just what our minds are capable of doing if we really stretch and then take our minds in a direction maybe we don't normally do.
It's very, very cool. I was actually wondering if you are currently performing in some areas doing your magic and mentalism.
Well, I've got something coming up here where I live in Plano, Texas, next month, actually. And then I'm going to be doing something in May for one of our local banks. They're hiring me to do my mentalism, plus I team with a musician, so we're going to do magic and music. And then I'm waiting to hear about a vet conference in Reno, Nevada, later in the year. So obviously I'm very busy as a veterinarian. I don't get a lot of time to do it, but when I do it, I have a lot of fun doing it. So I try and do it just kind of whenever I can.
That sounds like so much fun.
It really is. We have such a good time. And the audience, as you see from the video on YouTube, they really like it because they're involved and they're actually controlling a lot of what happens.
Yeah, and that's another thing that people really get into is they're able to participate. Like the light bulb, you needed everyone's power to make that light bulb go bust.
That's true.
Yes, I thought it was very, very cool, very neat. Let's see here. Someone in the chat room was wondering about, Parvo.
I don't know if I'm mentioning...
Yes.
No, that's
correct. Right.
That's actually a tough little viral disease that affects puppies and dogs. We don't see a lot of it anymore, which is good because we do have a vaccine that has worked really well. The main problem, of course, we mentioned earlier, is so many doctors are over-vaccinating pets, where really, you know, just a few parvo vaccines in the entire life of the dog is really all it needs. But you do want to get at least a couple of parvo vaccines in there because it can be a fatal virus if the pet catches it and it's not treated properly. And, of course, with the vaccine, it reduces the chance quite a bit that the pet's going to get it, which I think is really neat.
That is very neat, definitely. We actually have some fun questions now for you. What is the best advice you have ever received relating to work or personal?
You know, that's a really good question because I've gotten a lot of really good advice over my life. I guess just, you know, if I had to sum up just different pieces of advice, first of all, I think if you believe in yourself and don't be afraid to set goals. Don't be afraid to fail. If you don't get your goal, you can keep trying. I believe that most of us can do whatever we put our minds to do. One of the things I've encouraged my daughter to do is just to not set limits on herself. If she wants to do something, go for it, no matter how hard it is. You've got to be realistic, but you also don't need to be so scared of failure or so worried about so many other people are trying. You know, most people who want to be veterinarians or doctors will never be veterinarians or doctors because it's very hard to get into those schools. But if your heart's set on that, just don't give up. Keep going. Certainly try to be faithful to yourself and your beliefs, helping others, loving others, trying to treat people like the Golden Rule says, as you would like to be treated. And just one of the things we do in our practice is I try to be honest and fair with people and just let them know the different options they have and kind of work with them to make choices, just like when I do the magic. I'm working with people to try to create something fun and entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice. Great advice that everyone can use. Also, in the chat room, someone wanted me to let you know. I had a dog that was one of the first with parvo. They tested high doses of the cat vaccine on her till it worked. Oh, wow.
Yes, when the parvovirus was first discovered, we had a cat vaccine. We realized, because it's a similar virus, that would vaccinate dogs against parvo, but that vaccine wasn't very good. It worked, but you had to give it more frequently. Now we have a parvovirus vaccine that thankfully didn't have to be given quite as often.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we actually ran out of time, but I just want to thank you so much on and just teaching us.
Well, listen, I had a lot of fun. I appreciate you having me on. Anytime you want me to come back on, just shoot me an email.
Anytime. Thanks so much. You can come back anytime. We loved having you.
All right, well, thank you. We had a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you, and talk to you soon.
Have a good night. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Awesome. Had so much fun. Learned so much. I never even thought I would even know. So just check out all of the stuff if you want to learn more, if you have a dog or a cat or any animal. Just check out all of the stuff and check out his iPhone application if you have an iPhone. You can get easy access on the go wherever you are, and check out everything on his website. Petcarenaturally.com. Petcarenaturally.com. So thank you guys so much. Now, your favorite part of the show, we have our chit-chat segment. Chit-chat. Okay, so before we start out our chit-chat segment, let me bring out one of our producers, Tina, to give me a hand with this list. You there? Oh, let's see.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Rock on. I love to be heard. Okay, that was so much fun. I
it
learned
was.
So much about animals. Seriously, that is great.
Absolutely.
What great guests. And Cassandra was fantastic.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She made me want to become an event coordinator.
She did.
Just by listening to her. I'm like all about it.
She made it sound like so much fun, but it also is a lot of work that she proved. And but you get a lot out of it, and it's so much fun. I wish her all the luck. I think that's super cool.
I'm
going
to have to give her a call. I'm planning a special 16-year-old birthday party for someone
hey.
I know. and I don't know about you, but I just started looking for locations, and I'm already stressed out, so I might give her a little jingling.
Absolutely. So tonight we're actually bringing you stories of some of the dumbest criminals. This is hysterical, and let's see how many we can actually save before Tina starts laughing.
Too late. We haven't even started. I'm already cracking up.
Yes. But I want everyone to know, no one was hurt in these stories. That is why we are sharing the funny side of them. So are you all ready to begin?
I am ready.
All right. Awesome. So the first one we have to share is about an Amish teenager that did something he wasn't supposed to and led police on a chase through town. So we hear about high-speed chases quite often. So what's so funny about that? Well, in this case, the teen took off on his horse and buggy, and well, let's just say the chase wasn't exactly high-speed and really looked ridiculous. What do you have?
I'm seriously, okay, if you watch this, the police could have gotten out of their car and did a slow jog and caught up with them, like, in 2 minutes. So why they decided to stay in the car, I'm sure there's a reason. And chase this horse and buggy, well, not really chase, drive behind it slowly.
Yeah.
Through this Amish town is beyond me. It's hysterical, seriously. I mean, I could have took them down in a couple of minutes. I don't know why we...
I don't even know.
Okay, and then the other part of this that really wasn't supposed to be the funny part, but kind of is, is that really he's an Amish teenage boy out in Amish country, probably not a whole bundle of, you know, crazy things to do out there. I could be wrong, but really, what did he do?
I don't know.
It never tells you that. Like, seriously, what could he have done for a police chase with his horse and buggy? Really? I just got to know. So I've got to do some more research because I got to know what happened. I can't take it. I won't sleep at night.
You got to know. So let's see here. The next one is, don't drink and drive. It's a serious message that we all need to follow.
Yep.
So a drunk man made the decision that he could not drive home and found a designated driver, which seems like the most responsible thing to do. You always need a designated driver, always. But, of course, there's a but here. Except he chose his 10-year-old son as the designated driver and was later heard saying that, I guess that wasn't the best idea after getting in a crash. You think?
Seriously? Really? I don't know how out of your mind you have to be to think it's okay.
He must have been very intoxicated during this.
A 10-year-old behind the wheel. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I have a hard time going in a car and not bumping into things. Imagine a 10-year-old can't see over the steering wheel. I know what that's like. I'm short. I can't see over the steering wheel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Poor thing. Nobody was hurt, though. Everybody's okay. So we certainly wouldn't be joking if somebody was hurt. But
yes.
Everybody was fine.
Everyone was perfectly fine.
Bad decision.
Just bad decision.
Yeah. So now I guess the message on TV should be, you know, don't let a friend drive drunk. Well, don't put your kid in the driver's seat either.
Yeah. They should have commercials about that.
You got to tell people everything. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The next one is, I guess it's called Dumbest Criminals. A Dallas man tried to cash a fake check for $360 billion.
So I'm guessing, here's how I see it. I see the guy going up to the counter, cashier there. He's writing out this great big check, and he hands it to the cashier, and the cashier looks at him and goes, would you like that in small or large bills? I mean, seriously,
I can see that.
Thinking? Do you really think she's just going to open up the drawer and go, oh, I got that. I got that right here.
I got all 360 billion of that right here, right here, right now. But that's crazy.
All right, so this next one is hysterical. All right, so a man, okay, is arrested for trying to use his best resuscitation skills. So, come on, that's doing a good deed. I don't understand. So why would he be arrested for that? So, you know, I don't know. So we read on further and we keep going and try to figure out what's going on. Well, it turns out it was because, number one, he was drunk, which I'm sure wouldn't have been very helpful to anybody. And he was trying to resuscitate a dead armadillo in the middle of the road.
Goodness.
There you go.
Goodness knows how long that armadillo was dead, and he put his mouth on it? Nasty. Needless to say, it was too late, and the poor little armadillo did not come back to life. My dear respect.
We might have a moment here, you know. And I'm sorry, I am all about the animals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally cool with it.
I mean, once I tried.
If something happened to one of our animals, I would certainly go for it and try to do whatever I could. But after hearing this story, seriously, and Josie can testify to this.
Yeah, because
I went and sanitized my lips like 30 times. I was disgusted.
Yeah, definitely. Because I remember when I was younger, I found a baby little mouse or rat or little guy in the middle of the road, and he wasn't moving or anything. So here's me, a little kid. I'm like, Mommy, we got to take him home. So we got him in a little box. Thankfully, we had a box because none of us wanted to pick it up. You don't know the diseases on that thing. So we got him up, and funny story, we go to the nearest vet, and me, a little kid, I run in there and say, red alert, rat down.
Oh, it was so cute. You should have seen everybody in the vet's office jumps up. They don't know what she has in the box. They rush over, open up the lid.
They see a dead little rat.
It's just teeny tiny, and he wasn't dead yet, right?
Yeah, he was still
like,
moving.
Yeah, he was still moving. Teeny tiny.
He looked like he was in pain.
Trying to save, and you were so cute. You were like, oh, can you please help him? This nurse is looking at her
like
oh,
I'll try.
So, that was just so sweet. See, we do anything for the animals.
Absolutely, but being drunk and going resuscitating a dead armadillo in the middle of the road, not a good idea, so don't try that.
Yeah.
Don't try that.
A little picky about what we need to be putting our lips on.
Yeah, a little bit. okay, so next one, a man goes in to rob a small pantry-type store. He waits for the clerk to be alone. Sounds bad, right? While he was waiting, he didn't want to look suspicious, so he asked the clerk for an application for a job and filled it out while he waited to rob the place. But he used his real name and information on the application that he turned in. Needless to say, he didn't get the job. Oh, but he did get some jail time. But all you heard was the clicking from the handcuffs. That's it. That's all you heard, and off the road.
That's hysterical. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't even know what to say to that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not good. No. Mm-mm.
No.
No. Next one, I believe this is the last one. Our team here found this hysterical. The Your Time with Josie team just loved this one. You know how people use social networking sites and can sometimes just put down too much information, which kids and everyone, you got to know not to put any information of you online because there are some scary people online. But anyway, so a man committed bank fraud and got away with about $200,000. He runs off to some island to enjoy his new life, but then what does he do? He posts that he committed a bank fraud on Facebook, and oh wait, that's not all. He accepts a friend request on this social networking site from the police. Needless to say, his little vacation came to an end, and he hasn't made a status post since. Story over.
I don't think they have Facebook in jail. I could be wrong.
No.
But now his site isn't all updated. Oh, my God, the tragedies. All things serious enough, there is a lot of stuff that people put on these social networking sites that really it's like, you know, first of all, who cares? And second of all, why would you put that much information? But seriously, that's pretty darn dumb. That's pretty much as dumb as it gets.
Oh, yeah.
Not that he should have did the crime in the first place, but that was pretty dumb.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, with the social networking sites, people always keep up to date with everything that they do. So it's crazy, it's crazy. So make sure you don't do that, people. That's not good. Let this be a lesson for you. So those were some of the dumbest criminals. And so thanks so much for joining me, Tina. And talk to you again next week, or I'll talk to you at the dinner table.
Bye. Thanks for letting me join. How much fun was that? Something fun again for next week. We'll come up with a good topic.
Absolutely. We had the worst 911 calls. Now we have dumbest criminals. What do we have next?
I don't know. We'll see how crazy my mind gets this week.
Let's see. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Mwah.
Bye. All right. So now... I want to let you guys all know the upcoming guests. So we have a bundle. We're all booked up for until March. Craziness. But anywho, next week, on January 21st, we have two guests, TV movie actress from the Disney Channel series Jonas and from the new movie Mean Girls 2, Nicole Anderson, and then recording artist Danica Holmes. And because of all the overwhelming response, Nicole Anderson will join us for the first half hour of the show next week, and then we will extend the show and have Nicole Anderson come back on for the second time that night at 8 p.m. Central Time for an addition half hour to answer fan questions. So stay tuned for an extra long special edition show next Friday. So then, on January 28th, we welcome back CMT recording artist and fan favorite, Emma Jacob. Looking forward to her return to the show. Love her. Next, on February 4th, we have two guest singers, Jennifer Mead, who blends R&B, soul, hip-hop, funk, gospel, and pop into her music. Then we also have that night, singer and actress Celeste Catalog. Then we have on February 11th, we have singer-songwriter Marissa Lander. And then on February 18th, we have Xavier X-Man Paul. He is amazing with over 25 years of voiceover experience, but that's not all he does. He also does stand-up comedy, character voices, announcing, and acting. You have all heard him on such commercials as Burger King, Gatorade, and Foot Locker, to name a few. That'll be a great show. On February 25th, we also have Tamla Baldwin. Then on March 4th, we have country singer Shay Fisher. And then, on March 11th, we bring back a show favorite, Chelsea Ray, to discuss her new CD, Ember. Woohoo! So we are all booked up and ready to go and so, 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 so excited. Just keep checking back on josieshow.com. We're getting guests left and right, so make sure, because we might have a special guest that you would love on. And also, I really, really want to mention some new updates on www.josieshow.com. We now have a 24-hour contact line. You can call or text our contact line anytime, and we'll try to put your message on air. Shout-outs and questions, comments for upcoming guests are always welcome. Use the widget below. There's also a widget on there. Enter your name and your number. Auto system will call you. Easy access. And your message might be on the air, so try it out. Then we also have our community forums, and you just go to the forums tab on Your Time with Josie. And we always have so much, we have so much fun things going on there. Some stuff that's from me, from our team here. And so check it out. We always have amazing topics for you guys to add on to, or give us some suggestions on guests that you guys would like on, and suggestions to make the show much more better. Next, remember, you can get archive shows on our website, iTunes and Zune, and many more podcast feeds just by going on Google and Your Time with Josie and Everything will pop up there. Also, check out our social networking sites for Your Time with Josie. We have a Facebook page if you just search in Your Time with Josie. And then our MySpace page that we revamped and made all pretty, www.myspace.com/yourtimewithjosie. Check that out. And also we have Twitter, our Twitter pages. My personal, that you guys can contact me for anything, love to talk, as you guys know very well. Twitter.com/Josie1995. And then the Your Time with Josie official Twitter page, where you can get all of the news updates and guest alerts. www.twitter.com/Josie Show. Easy as that, Josie Show. Can't forget that one. And then also, I want to let you guys know, you guys are all the first to know here, you want to keep a special memory of one of our shows? We will soon make available prior episode CDs that you'll be able to get from our website store. Check out our store today in the store tab on Your Time with Josie's website, josieshow.com, for fun Your Time with Josie items. It'll also give you a link. Click here, and you can see our cafe press, where you could see everything from dog shirts, so much shirts, hats, everything that you want, cameras, everything. It's amazing. Check all of that out. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight to make our show so much fun. Have a great weekend, and we will talk with you next week. Special edition show next week with Disney star Nicole Anderson and recording artist Danica Holmes. Make sure to tune in. Good night, everyone, and have fun.